Hey, welcome to the film podcast.
Yeah, what's up?
It's a holiday day when we're recording. I guess we're spoiling when we're recording this by saying it's a holiday. Who cares?
Pay no attention to the podcast behind the curtain.
Yes. So today we're talking about, since Furious 6?
Mm-hmm.
It's depending on whether or not
you're looking at the posters or you're looking at the title at the front of the movie.
Furious 6, I'm going to go with. That's what they put in the front of the
movie.
That's
pretty cool.
So that came out this weekend. So we decided to talk about franchises and such.
And not McDonald's.
Yeah. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Adam Scott.
I'm Kevin.
There you go. Hope this is NPR enough for you. All right. So let's talk about movies we saw this week, which will include Fast 6. Does anybody want to start off?
Did everybody see it?
No.
Yes.
No? What?
No, I was busy seeing something better.
I know what you saw.
Well, you don't know. You didn't see it.
It's true.
Did anyone in your movie jump out of a car and save someone from a tank?
Oh, man.
In midair?
Yeah.
Okay.
God.
Ethan Hawke did.
He's awesome.
He saved one of his daughters.
Wow, he
was pretty sweet. I wasn't expecting it.
I was not expecting a tank chase to be in.
Well, in Greece too, they don't have the.
Neither
space.
Was I.
They don't have highways. I think they just have like. Never mind. I had a really bad joke, but I won't say it. What if you have people listening in Greece and they're like, "Ah, oh, screw this." All right. So Kevin, tell us what you fucking saw.
I saw Before Midnight.
Bastard. How was it?
All I'm gonna say is I think it's the best.
Really.
Wow.
And it's completely different.
That is a bold statement. Well, because this one, from the trailer, it looked like it wasn't just in one day.
It is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they span time very well.
They do, yes. You start off like at 11 a.m. and then you end all the way in the evening before midnight.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad they stuck with that.
Oh, it ends before midnight?
Wait, they actually don't talk about time at all, so you don't know. It could be midnight. It's dark out. They're sitting at a table.
Nice. Well, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I just didn't have time, and I want to pee. It's only playing in two theaters in L.A., so one of them is really far, and one of them was expensive. And I'm like, I'm waiting a little bit. I'm waiting for the weekday, at least. You didn't see Furious 6?
No, I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Okay. We saw it. What did everybody think? Don't. One at a time, guys. Please. Don't all jump in. Raise your hand if you want to talk.
There are... so many, I don't know, I was very conflicted. There was so much going on. Like, I loved it, and I hated it, and I loved it, and I hated myself for loving it, and then I hated it more.
You've seen every single one, right?
I have seen every single one.
I've only seen the first one.
Well, it's okay, because Savannah was saying she didn't want to go because she was going to miss out. And that credit sequence sums up all the other movies.
Yeah, exactly. It's so a previously on.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Perfectly fine.
Exactly. You literally don't need to see any other movie in that franchise.
You do need to see 5 because it's a much better movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that one called?
Fast 5.
That's called Fast 5. Yes. Okay.
And she should see Tokyo. I like Tokyo Drift.
I enjoy Tokyo Drift.
Well, I mean, I enjoy them all for what they are.
But it's a good one.
I enjoy all the odd number ones.
Yeah, Tokyo Drift is cool because you get to see. Tokyo Drift is really a sequel to that, to this one.
Okay.
To this one that just happened.
Yeah.
Tokyo Drift is a sequel. So
yes,
technically you should watch it now, to get, you know, so you're not confused at all.
Yeah, because you're going to be confused watching it.
Yeah.
What?
Because that one's not actually called Fast and the Furious 3.
It's called
Fast
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
In, like, the chronological order, Tokyo Drift comes after Fast and Furious 6.
Yeah.
In the timeline.
Yeah.
All right. So
have you seen them all?
I've seen them all, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not
by
choice.
See, I really liked it a lot. Like, I really liked it.
I did. It was a lot of fun, but at the same time, it was just so dumb.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I mean, but I think I went into it expecting it to be like that.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, I was. So, but it exceeded my expectations for idiocy.
I feel like my expectations were negative. So for it to come and be zero, you know, like, it's not.
I don't know. I think my expectations went out the window around the same time Vin Diesel went out the window over that bridge.
God, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck just happened?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, that was a little much.
And even before then. Also, did anybody else notice that The Rock's goatee disappeared for one scene?
Really?
Yes.
No, I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice it.
There's a scene really when they're like, when they're doing random exposition. And so there's not really anything else to look at anyway. It's just exposition. It's and him and Gina Carano in the car talking with like Paul Walker, like, oh, they're going to Spain. And in that scene, his goatee is mysteriously gone.
Well,
and then the next scene, it's there again.
Maybe it was like some sort of like alternate reality.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think they're actually
the multiverse
trying to develop the fact that he has alopecia.
Yeah.
They're just trying to be very subtle about it. They didn't want to say directly to the audience he has alopecia, yeah. So they're just trying to slowly throw it in there.
I gotcha.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, here's the thing about the Furious, whatever you want to fucking call it, franchise. This franchise is that it's the male version of Twilight. It's like what Twilight is to women, this is to guys, I feel. I mean, there's a woman that goes see it too, but it's like here are the things it has in common. Soap opera style like scenes, like literally, guys who take off their, you know, or half naked girls and half naked guys in Twilight. There you go. That's what we got in common there. And it's the, like mindless entertainment.
I always want to be more impressed with Vin Diesel than I actually am.
Yeah.
I always am very unimpressed by him. I'm like, what is your facial expression right now?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how you're feeling.
You should see him in Find Me Guilty.
Oof.
I don't know that one.
You know what?
I would say Boiler Room.
He's good in Boiler Room.
Yeah, he's good in Boiler
Room. I don't think I've seen that one.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. Saving Private Ryan.
Pitch Black is really good, but again, just blank.
I like that one. Yeah.
But
exactly.
I mean, that's the character, yeah.
Speaking of which, has anyone seen the trailers for Riddick?
Yeah, it looks horrible.
It does look really bad.
Here's the thing with Vin Diesel in this one is that every time he stands, that he should never have scenes right next to The Rock because he looks really tiny.
Well, I feel like... Okay, that's another thing I noticed. And I feel like they did a lot of forced perspective stuff where they're clearly not standing right next to each other. It's like, okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Also, you should never take off your shirt when standing, or have like a sleeveless shirt when you're standing next to The Rock. Like, there's a scene where The Rock first approaches Vin Diesel, and Vin Diesel's like wearing a sleeveless shirt, and I'm like, that buff dude compared to this other dude standing right behind you.
I don't think it's, I mean, Vin Diesel's a buff guy. It's just anyone standing next to The Rock looks like a pussy.
Exactly. That's very true.
His neck is like
even the dude, like the alter ego version of him.
He's kind
of
puny too.
Looked puny compared to The Rock. Yeah. But he seemed physically bigger, but like his, something about the veins on The Rock's arms.
Yeah.
It's like, you're just too badass.
I haven't seen them standing next to each other, but I feel like The Rock's bigger than Arnold Schwarzenegger ever was in his prime.
Maybe remember that scene again? No, this, it wasn't like a side like his goatee. It was clearly in the movie. In the rundown, they walked past each other in the beginning.
That's right. Yeah.
And they looked about the same height.
Yeah.
But again, that could have been movie magic.
Yeah. But so I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was mindless fun. And
I did. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. A lot of dumb fun.
Yeah.
And just, it was just so dumb. I cannot iterate enough how dumb it was. And just, like, I'm sitting here thinking about, like, the whole progression of the Fast and Furious movies and seeing, like, what they're doing in this movie versus what they were doing in the first movie. It's like, how do these people, these backstreet racers, become international criminal masterminds all of a sudden? It's like, where was the... Where did that switch happen? It was like, oh yeah, I know how to fix up cars. To, oh yeah, I know how to do everything they do in this movie.
Yeah.
They're trying to inspire the children. They're saying that you don't necessarily have to go to school and become amazing. You could become a street hooligan and become a world famous thief.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To catch a thief,
you know?
Style. but yeah, it was mindless. It was fun. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Lots of big explosions and crazy action.
Yeah. I wish the thing is that they make so much money. I wish somebody would come in like a really good director and be like, I wish Frankenheimer, to be honest, would come in and go, hey, you know, I did The French Connection and I did Ronin. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Let's do an awesome car chase that doesn't have 11 billion cuts in it.
Yeah, and let's do a chase where there's no CGI. Just one. Well, at the end, we'll have one with a lot of CGI and Vin Diesel will be flying through the air shirtless. But right now,
catching people.
Yeah, let's just do
over ravines.
Yeah, let's do. Wait, not only let's do one where it's actual cars, but let's do one where it's not sped up, so it looks really, really weird. Every car chase was sped up.
Can they do one without cross cutting between three different storylines? Also,
yeah,
because they did that a lot in this movie. They had like so many action set pieces happening at the exact same time. I was like, all right, well, you got this fight and this fight and this chase and this chase. And this is like, dude, every main character doesn't need to be having an action, a separate action event happening at the same time. They could all be involved. Like when Vin Diesel and The Rock come together, I'm like, yes, that's where you should have been. I mean, I get the building up to it, but just so much happening at the same time. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
I would have been like, if I was like one of the guys in the team, I'd be like, guys, I'm going to hang back at this one, okay? I'm just going to chill out in the lair, or what are we calling this? The Furious Cave?
Whatever. The Furious Cave.
I'm going to be hanging out there.
I really hope they call it the Furious Cave.
Yeah. I've been looking over the hot chicks that aren't participating in this thing. Yeah, so. All right.
I enjoyed it, but the reason I prefer the first one better, or not the first one, the Fast Five better, is because it seemed like continuous forward motion, whereas in this one, they tried to like figure things out and they would stop.
Hmm. Them thinking is not fun, you know. Yeah. Like, hey guys, let's figure this out, man. No, let's just do it.
Forward motion. Yeah. It's Fast and the Furious. You just need to keep going forward as fast as possible.
Are
and just
Luda
get
and
it.
Tyrese in the fifth one?
Yes, they're both of
them? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. They're my favorite.
Yeah. I don't think Tyrese is funny as he is in this one.
Oh,
I
he's
mean,
so funny in he this kept, one.
Is he?
Yeah.
I like the fact that my main complaint about Five is what Tyrese kept talking about, the oil on the rock. Like, he kept bringing it up.
Kept bringing it up in this one, too, though.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. No, okay. In this one, he kept bringing it up.
Yeah.
And that was my complaint with Part Five.
Wait, what did he keep bringing up?
The fact that The Rock was going to steal the baby oil. Or he was, it's
oh.
Like, again, because in Part Five, it's kind of like weirdly off-putting how much oil The Rock has on him. Like, in every scene. Like,
I mean, they were in Brazil. Maybe, well, he's from Texas, so I feel like he's probably used to it. Maybe it's just hotter in Brazil, and that's why he was just constantly glowing. Mm-hmm. Well, The Rock doesn't sweat. He glows. Yeah. He's like a lady.
All the other guys were like, whatever, it's hot, but, you know, my body's getting used to it. But The Rock's like fucking,
but he was
like,
wearing,
sweat.
Like, that crazy gear the whole time.
True.
I guess so.
And, like, all black.
Plus, when you work out, like, 7 hours a day, your body's naturally hot. So you just sit in the sun. You're going to just glow.
I don't know. He wasn't. Did he look like he was covered in baby oil all during Pain and Gain?
No, he didn't.
See, I think it was because he was in Brazil.
Yeah, maybe. All right. So let's move on to the next movie. What else did you guys see? Anything else?
Oh, I saw Francis Ha.
You like it?
Which I loved.
Yeah?
Way better than Fast and Furious.
I hope so.
It was great. It was like Noah Baumbach meets Woody Allen with Greta Gerwig starring.
That sounds amazing.
Something about Greta Gerwig and... made my R's W's.
What if Noah Baumbach directed Fast 7? How awesome would that be? It was all black and white. And Greta
Gerwig. Greta Gerwig's in it. There'd just be a lot of talking.
Yeah. It's a lot of talking.
I'd see that.
A lot of family issues.
I would definitely see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of personal, like, just growing up issues.
Yeah, you find out, like, why Dom is a dick, you know? Like, yeah. Oh, his dad.
The
was...
relationship with the dad. Yeah. They got a divorce.
His dad is apparently an intellectual. And, he rebelled and he went really like opposite. But yeah, so.
No, it's the whole gang has to go to a wedding somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it gets really awkward.
Yeah. It's all in a van. There's no like fast cars. It's just called Furious. All right. So it was good. I got to check
that
out.
It was really good. Greta Gerwig is great. It's just sweet and funny. And.
What's it about, real quick?
It's just about growing up, but like. Belated growing up, like kind of realizing what you really need/want to do.
Okay.
Because she's like a struggling dancer and she's just kind of living like she's still in college.
Oh, okay.
And like very whimsical and just not very, it touched a chord with me. I'm like, oh yeah, that looks really familiar. I remember doing stuff exactly like that not too long ago. And so I don't know. I think if you're in your mid to late 20s/early 30s, you either have felt like this or you know people who seem to be dealing with similar problems.
Oh, excellent. I shall check that out, and I should check out Before Midnight. Anything else?
Didn't you watch something else?
I guess we should talk about Behind the Candelabra. Did anybody else see that?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
No? Adam?
I did not see it yet.
Well, Jenny and I were talking about it then. I forget you guys. I loved it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot. Really, I thought it's a shame that it's not getting a theatrical release here in the U.S. because I would nominate them for like best acting.
So they're gonna win Emmys, pretty much.
Oh yeah,
I hope so. I hope so. Especially Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas, I feel. I mean, Liberace's over the top, you know, and he played him over the top, but over the top. And then in the intimate scenes, it was very like restrained. You know what I mean? Like yeah, he's over the top and he has his voice and he's Liberace, but I think another actor would have just gone, hey, he was flamboyant. He's flamboyant all the time, you know? And it was very like reserved in some moments, and I thought he did really well. I want to say that's the best thing I've seen him in, I mean, besides like The Game, which I love. But he was really, really good.
Whoa, better than Black Rain?
Maybe.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
Yeah, and Matt Damon was awesome and fearless, and yeah, everybody was good. Every like supporting actor in it.
Rob Lowe was fantastic.
Rob Lowe's in it.
Yeah,
he plays the plastic surgeon.
Nice.
Yeah. Rob Lowe.
I've been watching a lot of West Wing lately.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Good stuff.
So I loved it, and I wish I would have seen it in theaters instead of my house. So.
Yeah, it was really good.
And it was kind of, I guess it would, we can, I don't know, I guess it's not a musical. I mean, there's a lot of music in it, but it's not a musical, so.
Not much music.
This is enough.
Really?
Well, a movie about Liberace, has some music in it.
Yeah, and Debbie Reynolds is in it. She was awesome. So, overall, badass movie. I actually
it was really good.
I didn't delete it from my DVR, so I watch it again.
I do want to see it.
Yeah, and it just—I love the fact that he like does his own cinematography, and it looks great. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah, it was really well done.
Yeah,
I saw Pain and Gain too. Finally.
Finally.
Ugh, I need to see that. I really want to. I still need to see Pain and Gain. I still need to see 42.
Oh wow! See Pain and Gain before you see 42.
Oh yeah, Pain and Gain's higher.
Yeah.
There's something else. I never got to see Spring Breakers, and I feel really bad.
I haven't seen that one. Oh, yeah,
it's a good one.
I didn't see it either.
Spring Break Forever.
I don't think it's playing anymore.
There's like one
spring
theater.
Spring Break. Okay.
Yeah. Is it Regency?
I think so.
Spring Break.
Spring Break. All right, guys. People will get that. People have seen the movie. We'll get that.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Oh, I also saw The Hangover 3.
Break. Oh, did you?
I did.
Spring Break.
What did you think of that?
Eh.
Spring Break.
Stop.
That was The Hangover 3. I saw it too, like months ago.
Yeah, you saw it a while ago, and you were already telling people to avoid it.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than part two because it's not the same like formula, but still, it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah,
it kind of fizzles out.
It's like, yeah,
well, we're talking about franchises. This is ending a franchise where it just fizzles out. No real bang.
I feel like everyone was like, "Hey guys, let's pull a con on these people, the American public. Let's make a movie, make a lot of money." And then just walk away, guys. Let the movie burn. Like Django Unchained. I mean, what's it called? Inglourious Bastards. Sorry. When he lights the film on fire and just walks away. But yeah,
I didn't hate it, but it was definitely like, I don't know. I don't think Greg Mazin is a very good writer. Like, I was listening to...
Who?
The guy who wrote it with Todd Phillips.
Oh, okay.
What else
did he do, by the way?
He did The Hangover Part 2.
Oh, okay.
And Identity Thief. I was listening to the Script Notes podcast for a while with Greg Mazin and John August. And then I kind of had an epiphany where I realized I don't like 99% of the things that they write. So I just kind of stopped listening to it. Because I don't know. Like, they had interesting things to say, but I had to take it with a grain of salt because I don't like what they write. So.
Huh. Yeah.
But yeah, it was just kind of predictable and a letdown.
I feel like they're like, hey, who's a big star in this one? Well, Zach Galifianakis kind of broke out since the first one. Let's just let him do all the heavy lifting of the comedy guys.
Seriously.
Yeah. And it's like, no, that was a great part of part one, that it was an ensemble and not, you know, the Zach Galifianakis show. So.
And then just like kind of a poor use of John Goodman. It's like, you have John Goodman.
Use him.
Yeah. Use John Goodman. He could carry your movie too.
Yeah. Yeah. He could have really shined in like humor stuff. But and Jenny, what did you think of Pain and Gain?
Oh, I really liked it a lot. I thought it was really funny.
I enjoyed it too.
It was so funny, but it was really good.
It was really dark. It gets really, really dark, and I like that.
Yeah, there's some gruesome parts.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. Everyone was fantastic.
And The Rock really shined in this one. Like, The Rock
he was really
And not like because of baby oil.
No, like
his performance.
Yeah, like really.
That's why they cut the baby oil out of this film. Yeah. They wanted his performance to shine,
Let that do the talking. Yeah. Not the oil. No, he was really good. Like you could see like, oh wow, like he kind of acted circles around the other actors, I'm not gonna lie.
Except for, I mean, I think him and Mark Wahlberg were on par with each other.
Well, Mark Wahlberg is really good at playing dumb.
At playing dumb.
Yeah. But again, like, Michael Bay continues if there's anything amazingly good about Michael Bay, is the fact that he knows how to cast great character supporting actors. Like Ed Harris. One of the FBI guys, the Hispanic guy, he's like in every, I think his name's Tony Plana. He plays the Hispanic cop that Harris is working with. He's really good. Everybody's good, man.
Tony Shalhoub's
really good.
Yeah. Rob Corddry.
Yeah.
He's really good.
And not playing against type, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost didn't, like, in my head, I didn't even think. I was like, I know that guy. And then when they showed his name, I was like, oh my God, it's Rob Corddry, duh. Like, it's not that he doesn't look like him, obviously, but he usually plays some, like, douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, funny guy.
Yeah.
You know?
He was, like, the smartass.
Yeah, and this time he wasn't, and so it just didn't click for some reason.
Yeah.
It was also, like, 9 in the morning, but it was, I thought it was awesome, and everyone should go see it, and this is the type of movie that Michael Bay should be making, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and this was his low-budget movie, but it still cost, like, $50 million. Wow. Yeah, he said, I'm going to make a low-budget movie after Transformers 3. Mm-hmm. And then he asked for $50 million, so.
Yeah.
Way to go, independent cinema. All right, anything else before we move on? It's been 20 minutes.
I think that's...
We got to get into franchises, guys.
We're good.
All right. So, we're talking about franchises, movies coming out this year, movies coming out next year, just in general, like the ones we like, the ones we hate, the ones that are fucking weird. Adam, you want to start us off with anything that tickles you?
Anything that tickles me?
Something that you like. What's a franchise that you like and you kind of, whether it's done, you wish there was more or anything like that? Well,
I have no idea where to even start with that.
All right.
I don't know. I'm in a weird place with franchises right now. I'm just like, I want something new.
Something new, but...
I hope Man of Steel starts a new franchise. It goes somewhere.
Well, let's start there. We'll start with the franchises coming out this year, and then we'll move on. Man of Steel, Superman?
Yeah, I miss Superman.
I do too.
For all its faults, warts and all, I liked the Christopher Reeve franchise.
Yeah.
And I mean, that kind of carried me through the Brandon Routh Superman, kind of.
That was horrible.
It was, but my goodwill for Christopher Reeve, I'm like, all right, well, I see kind of what they're going for, so it carried me through. Like, I limped through that movie. It's like, all right, I made it. I didn't completely hate it, but it wasn't good, but whatever.
Yeah.
But this new series looks amazing.
Yeah.
excuse me. Okay, so I was doing some research because we're doing a retrospective on Canon Films, and they produced Superman 4.
That makes sense.
That sounds about right.
And they were talking about how, like, I was reading an interview with John Cryer. He plays Lex Luthor's nephew. And he's talking about how, like, you know, the script was pretty decent. And when they started filming, they started cutting scenes out of the script because they're losing budget, going over budget, going over their shoot dates, and they started cutting stuff. And he's like, at one point, he had a conversation with Gene Hackman. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He ran into Christopher Reeves after the movie was done. And he's like, hey, so what's this up with the movie? Like, is it getting released soon? And Christopher Reeves was like, oh, man. He's like, I saw the cut. It's not good. And they literally had a long conversation about how like decent and good the script was, from the beginning, and it just kind of fizzled out. Because
Christopher Reeve was one of the writers,
yeah,
like
yeah.
The story, but not the screen, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah, yeah. And so I don't know. I really hope that the new Superman's really good, because at least the story's done by Christopher Nolan, and I don't need it to be completely like, you know, reality based, but I like the fact that they're doing the whole like someone's going, hey, this guy's an alien.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. they're not glossing over that fact. I haven't seen a single frame of Clark Kent in the previews. Right. So I'm hoping he never becomes Clark Kent. I don't need Clark Kent. That'd be an interesting take. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just
he's just always Superman.
He's just always Superman. Yeah. That would be interesting to me.
That'd be different.
Yeah. And I mean, why do you need Clark Kent?
Because he's in the comic book.
Yeah.
Who cares? Boo-hoo. But I like the new Zod. I like the whole, like, the movie looks like an alien invasion film, which I like. I'm with. But yeah, so hopefully it's good. Is there any... I want to talk about... Since we're talking about Superman, let's talk about Batman. Let's move over to the Batman, other DC. And talk about a little movie called Batman and Robin. How bad is Batman and Robin?
It's... damn bad. It's
depends on how much alcohol you have in your system when you're watching it.
Well, okay.
I can only take so many Schwarzenegger ice puns.
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys like the original like series, like the old movie? Because you know they had the TV series, but they had a movie they made. Did you guys
Batman
like
the movie?
Yeah, Batman the movie.
I did.
Yeah,
see,
I mean,
I grew up watching those.
Yeah,
like because for in syndication, like that was like my after school. I would come home and watch Batman.
Yeah. So for me, like, I don't mind. Like, people were like, oh, finally they're doing it seriously. But I kind of like some of that camp. Like,
I liked the campy.
Like, I was talking to somebody. I think I was talking to Jenny's roommate about how they make so much money with these, like, tentpole movies that I don't know why they don't go, hey, we're doing a Batman, like a big tentpole, big budget movie. But we're also doing side. Oh, my God. My phone's ringing.
Dude.
Here we go. It's a movie theme, though. There you go.
and so, the franchise?
Yeah, and the franchise. So it's very apropos. Where was I? What was I talking about?
You were talking about Batman, and I think you were going to say you want them to make a low-budget campy Batman?
No, not a low-budget campy Batman, but why don't they give, like, really... kind of like how they did with Christopher Nolan, where they give, like, really good, amazingly talented directors. Like, give them, like... a $2 million budget and go, hey, see what you can make for $2 million.
So you kind of want it how they kind of do the comics. So it's like, hey, Alan Moore, why don't you go write The Killing Joke for us?
Yes.
And that's all he does. He doesn't mm-hmm. write. He doesn't actually continue on with the story. Yeah. He just writes his own little one-off.
Everybody just does one-offs.
Well, like, yeah, isn't that... I mean, but that's like the Wolverine is a one-off.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope there's not a sequel to the Wolverine. I hope they give it to another director and go, hey, make your own Wolverine movie. Doesn't have to link up to any of our stuff.
I'm down with one-offs.
Yeah. And have, like, really good, talented filmmakers do them. You know? And that way you don't lose a lot of money because you could recoup it on the tentpole version of it. You know? I want a Daredevil version of it, of that. Like a gritty Joe Carnahan version.
Joe Carnahan Daredevil?
Daredevil. Interesting.
An R-rated Daredevil.
R-rated.
Well, I mean, he could do the Frank Miller Daredevil.
Well, and I wasn't saying that I didn't believe an R-rated Daredevil. I'm just saying... R-rated Daredevil.
Yeah. All right. Well, another movie I wanted to talk about and see where you guys stand is Alien franchise. We have Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, and then I guess unofficially Prometheus.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, no, let's not include that.
I don't include that. But
no.
Let's not kid ourselves.
They said it doesn't count.
Yeah. Really? Who said that?
The writers. Like, it's not the same planet, so it doesn't count.
All right, I guess
it's its own new shitty franchise.
Yeah,
I hope they don't make a sequel to that. First of all,
I thought they were going to. I thought they were already like in pre-production.
I hope not.
Yeah, didn't it make enough fucking money?
Kevin's pissed.
I'm pissed. I'm sure it did make enough fucking money because they had us all fooled.
They're like, it looks, you know, you're gonna see Charlize Theron's boobies. That's where they had me, and then I go see the movie and no boobies. So I was thoroughly disappointed. We love one, we love two. I still don't know what you guys stand on Alien 3.
I own the quadrilogy and I enjoy too. Three.
Yeah, I own the quadrilogy and I will watch any of them.
Yeah, that's true. I've watched Resurrection a couple times now since I bought it.
Really?
Yeah.
Jenny, have you seen any of these?
I've seen 1 and 2. I haven't seen 3 or 4.
I've
seen the one scene in 3 with the really good monologue from that one guy. Okay. From the black guy.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the one scene I've seen from that movie.
So, knowing that she's seen like the good ones, would you recommend Jenny go watch 3?
Have you seen Prometheus?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, see all the Alien movies that are all better than Prometheus. Yeah. Even Alien versus Predator Requiem is better than Prometheus.
I've seen that. I've seen Alien versus Predator.
Oh, and we're not the second one. Yeah.
Oh, I've just seen the first one.
No, the first one's a piece of shit. Second one
is actually fun.
You can't make an Alien movie that's not rated R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
So let's talk about those two. Yeah, let's talk about
them. I'll look at
them. So the first one, it was directed by Paul W.S. Anderson, right? And it stars Lance Henriksen. And at the end, this girl becomes an honorary alien. I mean, a predator.
Yeah, honorary predator.
Yeah, he like tags her and he's like, I imprint you. I imprint myself.
And the movie wasn't rated R.
Yeah. And then a couple years after, they did Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
Yeah.
Written, directed by the Spirig brothers, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right.
They were accused of stealing effect shots for their movie from Battlefield LA. And they were doing Dark Skies or whatever the fuck the movie that they were doing.
Yeah. Oh.
So they're stealers of effect shots.
They
came from that world. They're special effects guys.
Right.
So I enjoy the second one, the Requiem. Yeah. It's fun.
It's still dumb.
It's gory.
Dumb.
It's gory and it's fun.
And people can swear.
Yeah.
And you can see aliens and predators fucking people up like they're supposed to because they're aliens and predators.
Yeah. Yeah. But I want to see an Alien vs. Predator movie done right, you know?
I would rather have another good alien movie where they really just explore that universe. Mm-hmm. Than an Alien versus Predator movie.
Okay. All right.
Because there's so much you can do in that universe. I mean, I read a book that was talking about Fincher, and they were going over all these different stories that they were thinking about for 3. And I was like, that would actually be really cool if they did that. And then they threw it out. And then there was like another one. I was like, that would be pretty cool as well. And then they threw it out. Because there's just so many things you can do.
Yeah.
I'd rather them explore one of the other random Dark Horse versus comics, like RoboCop versus Terminator.
Ooh, yes, that'd be fun. Who'd win?
In the one comic of it that I read, RoboCop won, but it was a series and I didn't read them all. Or like what, Spawn versus Batman, which just didn't make any sense.
No, that doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
But I'd see it.
Yeah. So we're talking about aliens. Now let's talk about Predator, because now we're linking up to this. So the Predator franchise, we have Predator 2, which Adam loves better than Predator 1. I think you're in love with Danny Glover in this one.
Well, yeah. I mean, I love Carl Weathers. I love Predator, but I don't know. When I was a kid, Predator 2 was the one I wanted to rent all the time.
Okay. And then there's Predators, which I didn't hate.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I didn't hate it, and then I bought it on Blu-ray. I don't know why I had it mentioned.
$5 sale?
Yeah, it was like a Black Friday sale. And I've watched it twice already with commentary, and I really enjoy it. I think it's a fun movie, and I think I like it better than Predator 2. I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's fun, and it shows their world, and shows me a lot more of, you know,
their species. It kind of fizzled out at the end for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the same formula as 1, really. I mean, technically. And Adrian Brody, it's a surprise to see him play that part.
It was a surprise. Well, he was good. That's the thing. It has this great cast. But as far as like the story, it just... I don't know.
I remember being annoyed. I don't remember why, but I remember being annoyed with like Topher Grace.
Because it's Topher Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
somebody else. They should have got Tom Hanks to play that part.
You never that imagine. Would be amazing.
He's like, hey, Wilson. They're like, why is this guy here? Why is Tom Hanks here? Playing himself as a serial killer. Oh, how funny would that be? Jenny, you've seen all the Predator movies?
I've seen Predators is the most recent, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen those two, and I've seen Alien versus Predator.
Okay, but not Predator 2?
No.
I think it is a fun movie. It's Danny Glover. It's Bill Paxton being funny.
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey,
Bill Paxton, the only person to be killed by aliens, Predators, and Terminators.
Yeah.
Oh, trifecta. You know what I just watched this weekend? You said Gary Busey. I finally watched Point Break.
Yeah.
And yes. Gary Busey's in that.
That's awesome. That was a topic, potential franchise. I remember for the longest time they're talking about making a Point Break 2.
That would be awesome.
Well, now we're getting a remake and probably a sequel.
Anyways, Gary Busey's awesome in that.
He is. Awesome in that.
He's amazing.
I could eat the ass end of a out of a rhino.
All right. I'm gonna
Utah. Give me two.
Utah. Two.
I'm going to go down the list in alphabetic order, and we'll just kind of talk about some of the good ones, some of the bad ones.
Wait, can we go back to Alien just for a second since we're talking about franchises? Totally. That franchise has probably the most consistent amount of like solid filmmakers making those movies.
Alien?
Ridley Scott, James Cameron, David Fincher, and Jean-Pierre Jeunet. I mean, they're all very talented filmmakers.
Yeah, I agree. Totally.
For a franchise. If you look at other franchises, at some point they fizzle out and they cast, like, they put Rennie Harlan in there.
I was just going to say that. But no, you make total sense. You make total sense. All right, next down, we're franchise would probably all watched all three movies, and they're probably making a fourth. Austin Powers.
They're making a fourth?
Yeah.
That's well, my reaction.
The Love Guru didn't, you know, Mike Myers has got to pay the mortgage and wherever he lives.
So. I'd rather him be a prostitute.
Wow.
I feel like he has plenty of money. I'd rather them do a Wayne's World 3 than a... Yeah,
so I never saw Wayne's World 2. It's good?
It's good, yeah. They're both good.
If you enjoyed the first one, you'll
it's
enjoy
the same
second
exact
one.
Thing, yeah.
All right, just checking.
Except the second one's got Del Paxton, which kind of inches it up a little bit, because I love him talking about killing, he had to kill the shop owner with his own shoes.
So everybody's seen all three, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate 2, because I love Fat Bastard. I love that character for some reason. I don't know why.
I think I like 2 the most.
Yeah.
I think. I'm trying to remember.
I don't think I need to see any of them ever again.
I don't either. True. I don't either. Not even one. Like there's some movies like what is it? Something X Murder? I'm fucking drawing a blank.
So I Murder an X Murder,
yes.
That one I could watch over and over.
Yeah, yes. That's a Mike Myers movie that's like fun. You could watch anytime. But
I could watch the Wayne's World movies.
Yeah. You're never in a Austin Powers sort of mood.
They got played out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my problem. I overplayed them.
Yeah. It's like saying, what's up? It's like,
sometimes there's like scenes where you're like, oh my God, remember that one scene? And then you want to watch it. Like the mole scene, sorry, but the mole scene is hilarious. And I know it's in the third one and it's awful, but him saying moly, moly, moly to Fred Savage is hilarious. Guacamole. It's going to get me every time. But every other scene in part of that movie is awful.
Where he gets the little cart stuck in the hallway.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah. But other than that, you just need a couple things.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't need a fourth. We'll agree that this one doesn't need to go on, right?
Yeah.
Let's kill it.
Yeah.
This one's killed. Done. Moving on.
Oh, and Will Ferrell is really funny. That's why I like the second one, because he's in the second one. And he's hilarious in that one. And Rob Lowe is number 2.
Rob Lowe, okay, yeah.
So yeah, number 2 is better. Yeah.
Rob Lowe's good.
Anyways, yeah, number 2 is way better. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Done. You changed my mind. I was on the fence about 1 and 2, but now I'm on 2. All right. The Bourne movies. We've all seen them?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, right? I haven't seen the one with the most recent one.
Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. Bourne Legacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
right. We've all seen all 4, though? I mean, besides mm-hmm. Jenny?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about the first 3. Amazing,
I own
the
first 3.
Yeah. They got better each time, right?
Yeah.
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 2's better than 1. 3's better than 2.
Oh, yeah.
I love them.
They're just badass.
Yeah.
As soon as Paul Greengrass came into the picture, he just changed the whole scope of how those films are made.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I think that's what is missing. He tried to do a little bit with Legacy, like, what's his name? The director, writer-director, Tony Gilroy. But Tony Gilroy's shooting style is not Paul Greengrass' shooting style.
No.
Tony Gilroy is like still, like he makes still movies, which I love. And I'm like, what do you, I get it. You want to get into the making bigger movies, but that's not your bag, man. But I enjoyed Legacy. Did you guys enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
I was bored.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't love it.
I like that the storylines are running simultaneously. I did like that. I like the fact that maybe if Paul Greengrass ever wants to come back, he can do one with both Bournes, with Jason Bourne and the other guys.
Yeah, it just made me wish. It was like a movie just to remind you that you could be watching a better movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey, remember that other movie that this is happening on the periphery of this movie. Don't you wish you were watching that instead? Yeah. Like, yes, I do.
Oh, they're supposed to happen at the same time?
Yeah. Like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you see Matt Damon in it at all?
You see his like picture.
Yeah.
But oh, he's okay. not.
And they talk about him a lot.
Yeah.
What about Julia Stiles?
No, she's in the whole movie. No. She's not in the movie at all.
Good. I don't really like her.
She was trying to save The Last Dance.
That's true. They do intercut scenes from Save the Last Dance. Hey,
that's a franchise, dude.
Is it really?
This is a straight-to-video franchise.
Yes. Oh, good.
Let's not talk about those.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about Die Hard. I'm dying to talk about Die Hard.
You're dying to talk about Die Hard.
Okay. We've all seen all of them, right?
Nope.
No, I never saw the last one because you guys kept... We're not you guys. My Portland friends kept ragging on them, so I never saw the last
one. Okay, you haven't seen the last one. You haven't seen probably two.
I've seen one and Live Free or Die Hard, and then the most die another. What is the most recent one?
Not die a good day, day to die hard.
Good day to die hard.
Which is
lots
good,
of dying.
Which
so
is
you
good,
haven't seen
two or three.
Oh, that's
I
sad.
Think is that oh. is that it?
Yeah.
Live Free or Die Hard's four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen two or three, but
Three's
I heard
really
two,
good.
You like two? Okay.
I do like. Well, I was saying three. I like two.
Two's
oh,
fun.
Oh, you said three. I was told not. It didn't. Two didn't matter as much. Two's I can watch three.
No, I watched two. There's some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got William Sadler being a badass and doing naked kung fu.
Naked kung fu, okay. That's right.
They're both on HBO Go right now, so I can watch them.
There you go.
Yeah.
You should definitely watch Vengeance.
Three is, Vengeance. I'm not going to lie, I'll go ahead and say it. Sometimes I like three better than one.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
No. It's like an unspoken
depends.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like as good and as much as you like the first one, the first
Sam
one's
Jackson.
Just in the building, but the third one's got Sam Jackson and it's all over New York. It's not just in the tower. And like the cab chase and like him interacting with New Yorkers.
Here's the thing. When
Simon.
I'm watching the specific movie, I'm like, okay, this is better. And then I watch Die Hard again. I'm like, no, Hans Gruber, this is better. And then I watch Vengeance again. I'm like, it's better. It's like, I can't. It's whenever I'm watching that specific movie, I'm like, all right, it's better. But then I watch the other one again. It's like, never mind. This one's better. It's tough sometimes.
I think they're different ends of the spectrum of action movies.
Yes.
Because even as big as Die Hard is, I mean, it's not like a low-budget movie, but it's like a small action movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, yeah, you can do a single, quote-unquote, location action movie that's fun and entertaining and just badass.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just blow it up and take over all of New York and just go all over the place. And that's part of it. Like, oh, you've got to rush across the city. How do you get across the city? It's so much fun.
Yeah.
As much as I love the first one, Die Hard 3 is the videotape that I wore out.
Wow.
I didn't know that the second one was called Die Harder.
Yeah.
That's really good.
All these movies have, like, if you just slap on a XXX parody, you have the title for your porn version, you know? Die Hard, a XXX parody. Die Harder, a XXX parody. Die Hard with a Vengeance, a XXX parody. And my favorite one, A Good Day to Die Hard, a XXX parody. So I saw all of them. I love three the best. And out of the two new ones, I like the newest one the best, A Good Day to Die Hard.
Well, because this one's rated R.
Yeah. And
I think I like the new one.
Like, I remember people just shitting on it. And I'm like, did you guys not watch the last one with Justin Long? Like, you got. So we're going with, like, hey, this is acceptable. But this is fucking not. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Exact same thing.
Well,
but it's R.
The newer one made no sense. Like, it just didn't make sense. Like, he was going with everyone. Like, there were clearly continuity errors because they changed the script halfway through. And so there was things that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, the first one didn't make sense. Like, why is there a jet in L.A. and it's supposed to be in D.C.? I don't know.
What are you talking about?
The whole jet fight? It's L.A. Like, it clearly looks like it's fucking right.
Oh, right.
It's L.A., but it's supposed to be D.C.
You mean
it's
the
no
fourth?
Fucking
I thought you said... It sounded like you said the first one.
Sorry, the third. The fourth one. Yeah. God, this is confusing. The one with Justin Long.
Yeah.
So. I do like Timothy Oliphant, though.
He was a good villain. One.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like him a lot.
And there was really... I mean, even though there was a villain in this last one, what the last one needed was a really memorable villain. Like, a really good, like...
I couldn't even tell who the villain was from the trailer, so I thought that was a bad sign in the first place.
You need a very clear villain, and, I mean, Timothy Oliphant was good, but he can't compare to, you know, Hans Gruber and...
No.
Yeah, so...
Yeah,
you need something striving for that, I feel. So, anyway. All right. Moving on to... So, we did Die Hard. We kind of talked about Fast and the Furious. Let's do a horror one. Is there a franchise you want to see? Go on, Adam.
I
a little Friday the 13th? Or
I mean, from where? That's the problem. Like, did anybody else see the reboot of Friday the 13th?
Yes.
That was god-awful.
Yeah, it was.
That was a giant pile of shit.
Really?
I mean, slightly...
Yeah.
No, this one, that one was worse. The reboot of Friday the 13th was worse than the reboot of Nightmare on Elm Street, but not by much.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
The Nightmare on Elm Street reboot at least had Jackie Earle Haley kind of delivering, but he didn't have that humor.
Well, no, they took it to a different place with the character. They didn't have the humor element. It was just more about fear.
Which I didn't like, because Freddy Krueger is about, like, one-liners.
Great one-liners.
Yeah, with you.
I mean, the original franchise, I can pretty much watch... 2 has moments in it and some great one-liners. Mm-hmm. But it's not good, and Freddy's Dead is awful. But all the other ones, I can watch again and again.
Yeah, Jenny and I went when she first moved out here. We went to a double feature. It was Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one, and then
New Nightmare,
and that was a good double feature. And you hadn't seen any of them, huh?
I'd seen the first one.
You had seen the first one,
but I hadn't seen the yeah.
And that was a good feature. Right? That
No, it was cool seeing them back to back for sure.
And then she had a nightmare at night. So,
yeah,
those two are great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Freddy's Dead is a terrible piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've watched it in 3D.
Oh, sad for you, dude.
Yeah.
But I, the thing is, I don't know why they had to reboot it. Why didn't they just? I mean, Robert Englund, it wasn't that old. Like, he can play it still. I would make another one with him. That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm. They should do like a one-off.
Yeah, like Freddy versus Freddy.
it's Freddy versus Freddy.
It's the multiverse. Yeah. Freddy's fighting. All right, so Jason 13th. No, you don't
Jason
want it to go
13th.
On.
Jason 13th. I wouldn't want to see Jason 13th.
What number are they on, by the way? Not counting the reboots.
Not counting the reboot.
Yeah.
The last one. Well, because Jason X wasn't. It wasn't Friday the 13th. It was called Jason X. Technically, that's not canon. So the last one was 9. Jason Goes to Hell.
Okay. What do you mean it wasn't canon?
Because the movies are called Friday the 13th.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
Jason
okay.
is the villain, but the one in space isn't called Friday the 13th Part 10. It's called Jason X.
What about Jason Goes to Hell? Do you count that?
That's Friday the 13th Part 9.
Yeah.
Jason Goes to Hell.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
So
Jason X I never watched. Was that kind of like Malcolm X? But
yes.
Yes.
He is very upset about the state of the black man's place in America.
He
joins the Nation of Islam, and he goes on his Hajj.
But it's really very subtle.
How awesome would that movie be, if that's what it was?
It's a lot of stillness. I love when they get the tracking shot where they put Jason on the dolly, and they just track with him along.
Yeah.
As he's got the machete killing people.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to see that, though?
I would want to see that. Just see him with a bow tie on.
Yeah. But he's still got the hockey mask.
Yes.
And the
hockey mask
the gloves
and the bow tie. But in space. So the Nation of Islam in space.
Yeah.
Now, wait, do you want him to have, like, the Jason X mask or, like, the traditional hockey mask for this?
For the Nation of Islam one?
For the Nation of Islam one, yeah.
Well, I feel like it would be more African-themed.
Oh, okay.
It'd be more like a tribal mask.
Tribal,
I got
it.
Yeah.
Like
that.
Made out of wood or something.
Yeah.
Some sort of oak. I don't know. I'm not a wood expert, but that's what I would suggest. Like a nice aged oak.
Yeah, I don't need... Because... Yeah, I don't know where they would go with the Friday the 13th. Just after the reboot, like you can't reboot the series and then go back to making sequels to the original series.
Well, that's what they're gonna do with Evil Dead, which we should talk about next.
Well, see, they include that. The reboot. I see. That's the thing, because they called it a reboot, but it wasn't a reboot because like they don't start over. They just kind of start in the middle again. So it was technically they just mislabeled it. It wasn't a reboot. It was a one-off that has really nothing to do with the rest of the series, but they try to say that it is.
Yeah.
It just made no sense at all. Like, if they want to disavow that movie and make a sequel to 9, like a follow-up, like Jason in Hell, fine. But, I don't know where they're going to go with that. Like, they're going to have to reboot again, basically, to make up for the last reboot, because it was
reboot?
So bad.
Like, you should get Ed Norton to be in this one.
He should write it. He should play
Jason.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
It'd be really good. It'd be really good, I bet you.
And I mean... Also, it's just a silly series in the fact that none of it makes sense in the first place, because Jason dies in the first movie anyway.
Yeah.
Like, the whole movie is predicated on the fact that Jason is dead. So the entire series makes no sense.
All right.
But I love it.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Up to a point. I love it.
I haven't seen many of the sequels. Yeah. I haven't seen many of them, so. I feel like
Crispin Glover's in one.
I should catch up on those.
He's in the one with Corey Feldman.
Yep.
I did see Freddy vs. Jason.
I did see
Freddy
that.
Versus Jason, like, for, the reboot of Friday the 13th makes Freddy versus Jason look like Citizen Kane.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Freddy versus Jason was fun.
Like,
yeah.
Because it had it Robert in it, so mm-hmm. he was funny, so I'm okay with that one. All right, let's move on to The Godfather. We all hate Part 3. They were going to do a sequel.
I don't hate it after going back and finally revisiting it after watching The Dark Knight Rises and comparing the two. I'm like, all right, I see what happened. I get it. I don't hate it. I enjoy parts of it.
I enjoy parts of it too, but the whole like incest part, I was like, where are you going with this, guys? Like, I don't fucking get it, man. Like, and why is Sofia Coppola in it? That's another...
Because Winona Ryder was busy.
You could have waited. Okay. They could have got another actress. So Winona Ryder was going to play an Italian. That's interesting. There's always been rumors about a fourth one with DiCaprio. DiCaprio's old enough where I'm still interested, you know? Friends for Coppola, if his wines aren't doing well, he should get back into this franchise, you know?
Well, apparently he's starting a new Italian family saga movie.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm interested
in that. In the same time period as the original Godfather.
Really?
Too. Yeah, like from the 30s to the 60s.
It's coinciding with... It's happening at the same time.
Yeah.
What if they did the other
they
families?
Cross. They like cross over.
The Salazzos or something, you know?
Oh, like, that'd be different.
Yeah. That'd be like, go do with the other families. That'd be interesting. And make the Corleones the villains of this one.
Ooh.
Huh? There
I
you
see
go.
What you did there.
Done, guys. If I had a mic to drop, I'd drop it.
But see, my thing about a sequel is I was just actually reading an interview with Coppola, and it was talking about how after like Godfather came out and did really well, they were like, we want to make a sequel. He's like, why would you want to fucking make a sequel to this? There's no reason to make a sequel to this movie. The only reason he did it is because he had the idea of he wanted to show a father and a son at the same age their stories and how they progress at the same age. So I don't see him going, yes, let's make a fourth one. I'm ready to do this, because he didn't really want to make Godfather 2, which is an amazing movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. And I don't know. I still... DiCaprio's such a good actor, and I'm like, you get it right.
Yeah, put him in another movie.
Yeah.
He's a great actor, but you can put him in anything else. Why do we
all right, Kevin.
Why do we need another Godfather film?
We don't. No,
we don't.
Well...
But you know we
don't.
Need.
But maybe to make up, like to pick up the ball that they dropped with 3, that was the only reason. Like if they could somehow exceed 3, then I'd be like, okay. But I doubt that they could do that.
Yeah,
so I'd
that,
just say
exactly.
Okay,
just leave
what
it alone.
About
exactly.
An unofficial remake of 3.
An unofficial remake of 3.
You change everybody's names.
Okay. Well, if you're gonna go back that far, how about they invent a time machine and they go back in time and they give Robert Duvall the money that he needed, so he was making the same as Al Pacino, and we got the original. Third movie that we were supposed to get that was about him.
Tom.
It was about Tom Hagen's character.
Oh.
That would have been amazing.
And the problem was money?
Yeah.
Yeah. They weren't going to give Robert Duvall as much money as Pacino.
And he's like, fuck you guys.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I agree.
And well, like, it wasn't just that. It was like, they weren't going to give him enough money and Coppola didn't have time to negotiate for more. It's like, we have to go.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah. All right. Next.
This production sounds crazy.
Is the House Party franchise.
Finally, my favorite franchise.
No, I wanted to talk about a sequel I do want and is now maybe not getting made. It was, but then it's not. Jurassic Park.
Oh, it's not anymore?
It's on hold right now. That's what he tweeted. Who? Is that the director.
Oh,
really?
Like that. He's like, it's not like on the back burner. It's just I guess maybe they're moving too fast and the script is not tight enough and stuff, so... Which I agree. Like, hey, if you don't have the fucking script, then don't move. Don't start fucking scouting your locations without
exactly.
having a script. What do you guys feel? Okay, so we've all seen them all, right? I assume, Jenny.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2 and 3. You guys like 2 better or 3?
I like 2 better because Goldblum's in it.
Okay. Let's go fast.
I would say just cut off the end of 2, and 2 is a 1,000 times better than.
I didn't hate 3.
I enjoy 3.
Yeah.
I can watch it.
Yeah. I was surprisingly entertained.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have Jeff Goldblum in it.
I know, but I prefer the other character in part 3. What's his name?
Neil? Alan.
Alan, yeah. I prefer Alan's character way more than I prefer. Yeah, I don't need chaos theory for fucking 2 hours, you know? I could do without the chaos theory.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like Jeff Goldblum.
I love Sam Neill. I like all 3 of them, but... if I've ever have all three, and even if I've seen the first one like recently, if I ever have all three in front of me and I'm like, which one do I want to watch? I always pick the first one. I never want, I've never had the urge to rewatch two or three.
Like, ever?
Yeah, like I've probably seen them if someone else had them on or something, but if I could pick, I would always choose one, and I don't even care if I've seen it like recently within the past couple of days.
That makes sense.
Sometimes I get an urge to watch Pete Postlewaite in Lost World, so
he is good in that. Yeah, he is. That's the thing, that there's really good elements of two, but not enough for me to be like I don't, I hate the gymnast.
Oh yeah,
daughter. Fuck. Like,
why? Because she's black.
Yeah.
Well, that's not her main problem.
I mean, let's not get into specifics, but.
Yeah. I like the Vince Vaughn thing, but not really. Like, when did you become James Bond? You know, like he's like, I got this, guys. You know, and he's like, it turned into like a Shane Black movie for like 2 minutes. But I enjoy three. I like the storyline. I like John C. Reilly. Not John C. Reilly. What's his name? The guy from Breaking Bad. I'm drawing a blank here again. Come on.
Ryan Cranston?
Breaking Bad, yeah. No, no.
No.
Fuck.
What? Who are you talking
about?
Oh, my
God. I'm such an idiot. The guy from Shameless.
Oh.
Oh.
John C. Reilly?
No.
William H. Macy. Macy.
Close. They are in a lot of movies together.
I was going to see Lee Harvey Oswald.
Wow.
Totally, nope. Totally
wow.
Wrong.
That would be wrong.
Yeah. First, I got wrong actor. Then I got wrong TV show. And then I got...
It was all over the place.
Wrong historical character.
Yeah.
I think so, you should drink more of your beers.
Lee Harvey Oswald. So William H. Macy. I like his character. I like the, besides the whole kid surviving like an island with like he made like pee bombs or something. You know, I didn't like that, but it was a fun movie. And my thing is, I wanted to see pterodactyls, and they finally brought up pterodactyls. Pterodactyls are fucking scary, dude. Just imagine a pterodactyl pooping on you. That would kill you if it was high enough. Think about how big pterodactyls are. Poop comes at you. You're gonna get killed.
I think part of the problem was it was different time periods with the actual dinosaurs. I'm sure if we should have Kelly on to talk about to talk about dinosaurs and the fact like the dinosaurs that weren't in existence together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot.
And maybe she could tell us about pterodactyl poop. She can clarify this whole thing.
I think you're the only person that would worry about getting shit on by a pterodactyl rather than getting eaten.
I know, but think about it. They're high. They're scoping you out. They poop. I'd rather get eaten because at least hopefully it's quick. You
Which
know?
One's the one out of the three where they have to find the cell phone in the poop?
Three.
That's the third one?
Yeah. Okay. But there's poop in one, too. The giant mountain of poop.
Yeah.
That's a big pile of shit.
Yeah. you will remember to wash your hands before you eat.
Yes. All right, let's pause the episode and go watch one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll
okay.
back and finish.
So we all want a fourth one, right? I want a fourth one. I really want a fourth one. I don't care if it's bad.
I
just
want
more
one.
Dinosaurs. Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty clear that I probably want Jeff Goldblum in it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why he would randomly show up. I'm pretty sure he would steer clear of dinosaurs at this point. Because wasn't it supposed to be back on the main island again?
Yeah.
Isla Nublar or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they'll have like a Skype session with him. He'll just chime in.
It's like, no. It'll be, except it's going to be like those Apple commercials where they slowed him down so it looks like he's drunk.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a slow connection on Skype. And he's like, he's drunk. Malcolm, are you drunk? No.
No. I want to talk about a franchise that I wish went a certain way, but it didn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a franchise. It's a Karate Kid. Okay, I want to talk about this.
You wanted them to make another one with Hilary Swank?
No. That's where it went wrong. That's where it started to go wrong. And then they had Michael Ironside.
You wanted it to be about the blonde kid from the first one. He was really the Karate Kid.
Yeah, like Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Like his theory, Barney Simpson. By the way, I love the fact that they both came out in How I Met Your Mother. Both Billy.
That was pretty awesome.
Billy Zabka.
Oh, man.
Billy Zabka's my hero, dude. All right, so Karate Kid Part 1. Jenny, how many of these have you seen? Have you seen the Karate Kid?
Just the first one.
Ugh.
That's it.
Oh, you got to see the one where they go to Japan.
Yeah, because that's for life. They're fighting
that?
For their life.
Which one's that?
Two.
Okay.
You go to Okinawa.
And then the third one is the one with...
Ian
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thomas Ian Griffith?
Yes. The guy from Vampires.
Yes.
He's trying to get
back.
He's trying to get revenge for Reese, the Cobra Kai dojo guy. I don't hate two. You know, I enjoyed it. I just don't like the fact that they literally didn't. What happened to Elizabeth Shue? Like, did she's like, fuck this franchise, I'm out, and like wouldn't refuse to even be in like the first 5 minutes of the movie, or what happened? And then three gets a little wild, but I just recently watched it. I still enjoy it. I wish instead of a reboot with Jackie Chan, it was Ralph Macchio teaching somebody else.
That would have been interesting. Like, I didn't even bother with the reboot.
I didn't either.
Because one, it's not karate because they're in China.
Yeah.
And he's Chinese. And
yeah.
Yeah. It was just...
It didn't make no sense at all.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. This is Kung Fu
what
Kid.
What is this movie? Yeah. This is Kung Fu Kid or Wing Chun Kid. This is not...
This is not, like, that's like a little racist for some reason.
No, that's another kind.
I know, but it just feels like one of those words where you're like, what is this? And I'm not going to say
I'm speaking up for the Chinese people. I'm like, they are just saying that it's the same thing. Mm. Just like the fact that they changed the North Korean or Chinese to North Koreans in the new Red Dawn.
They're all the same.
Oh, they all look the same.
Yeah. We can get away with this.
They're not white, so they're all the same.
But so yeah, so I want a part four where it's like, you know, maybe have LaRusso and Johnny like join forces. You know, like they're like, hey, let's bury the hatchet. Our kids, are, you know,
and they own a dojo together.
Yeah, they own a dojo together, dude.
And I can see the commercials that they'll show.
Sleeveless geez, guys.
Okay, but can Hilary Swank have a cameo?
She could.
Okay,
yes. Like
maybe
like,
she's bringing her kid in.
And Michael Ironside.
Wait, guys, wait. Three should have started with the funeral to Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi has having the funeral. Everyone's there, dude.
Yes. Everyone.
I love Reese, it.
Even like the Cobra Kai sensei is there. He's like, you know what? I'm going to bury the hatches. And he's there, and then like fucking Hilary Swank comes out of nowhere. And like LaRusso's kind of like a single dad, and he's kind of falling for like, you know, I don't know. I'm not in charge of that franchise.
I think
franchise.
We should skip all this after. After we're off mic. Yeah. We should
figure this out. I like this.
But it starts off really sad and still. With and they're in Okinawa. What the fuck? They're back in Okinawa.
And there's no dialogue for the first half an hour.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. Well, 30 minutes, 30 to 20 to 30,
half an hour.
Oh, sorry. I'm really excited about this possibility.
No. Yes, but no. Yes, but no.
All right. One we've probably all seen, The Matrix.
I've only seen the first one.
Really?
You're lucky.
Well, yeah.
Oh, and I've seen the scene with the million agent Smiths.
No, okay.
Is that his name? Agent?
You were almost lucky.
Yeah.
Ah, so you missed the rave with the really dramatic sex scene? Man, yeah. You're really missing out.
You missed the S&M fighting club?
Yep.
Damn.
S&M fight club? Wait, is that the sequel to Fight Club?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody wish this franchise would have been like, I guess everybody does.
Everyone wishes it was like the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think happened there?
I would have rather that it just ended.
Me too.
Yep. I would have rather nothing came after it. Just the ending where he flies away. And hey, guess what? That's the end of the movie. Yeah. You imagine what happens in your head than the movies they delivered.
Yeah, that was sad, guys. Okay, so we wish there were more like the first one. You think that was their original stories, or they just had too much money? What do you guys think went wrong there?
I think it was a combination of.
And let's do them now.
The whole, like, you guys are geniuses went maybe a little bit to their head.
Yeah.
They got a little too much money thrown at them. And slowly they went insane.
Yeah. I didn't hate Speed Racer. I know you guys hated it, but...
I've seen it a couple times now, and I like it more than I've seen it.
I enjoy it a lot better. There's... Yeah.
I don't even have a sound. I can only make a face that no one will see listening to this, but yeah.
Wait, can I see the... Okay.
All right. all right. Another movie, Mighty Ducks.
Thank you. I thought we were going to forget
about
this.
What list are you going off of for these franchises?
It's just
franchises.
An alphabetical list of franchises.
I feel like you've skipped a bunch of stuff, though.
I have.
He's only talking about the franchises he cares about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm not going to do the Muppets, because fuck that franchise.
All I have to say is there better be one involving turtles coming up.
Oh,
if you don't
okay.
talk about that franchise,
no, we
I'm going to leave.
We are.
Well, we're still on
how
him.
We're on him, then we skipped over Indiana Jones completely?
Well, I think enough said. it's dead. We don't want anybody. Like, we would be acknowledging a part four.
James Bond, we skipped over completely?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to James Bond, but let's not talk about Indiana Jones. I feel like you're like, hey, let's talk about a topic that everyone hates and we're all going to be angry.
Yeah, it's like bringing up, like, remember how you were abused as a child?
Yeah, like...
Let's talk about that right now.
Yeah, we should open... The only way to heal is to talk about it.
Hey, remember your dad used to put out cigarettes in your arms?
Yes, and you know you're over it when you can just accept it and move on.
You're like, yeah, let's talk about it. Mighty Ducks, they did a direct... Didn't they do a straight-to-DVD? Like,
I think, sequel? Like, the last...
Yeah, I think so.
One?
Yeah, all right.
I just think it's weird that you wanted to talk about Mighty Ducks, but you just completely glossed over some other things.
Okay, so what did you say? You just mentioned the movie Indiana Jones and then another franchise.
James Bond.
Let's talk about James Bond. Jenny, have you seen how many of these have you seen?
There's so many. Hold on. I mean, I have them listed. Okay, let me go through and figure it out.
I'll tell you a story. My friend Jeff Oliphant, he was like really pumped about Skyfall. Like months before it came out. So he's like, fuck it, I'm going to watch all of them. Dude, and he'd like tweet like, finally watched this one. Finally watched, you know. And he got through all of them. Skyfall came out. Forgot to go see it.
Still hasn't seen it. Still That's seen amazing.
It. I'm like,
that's terrible.
All that work.
I've seen all of them starting with Pierce Brosnan. I've seen them all up to, I haven't seen Skyfall yet. And I think I've seen a couple of
you
the older
seen Skyfall?
Ones. I haven't seen Skyfall yet. Is it out on DVD yet?
Yeah, we should rent it. We should rent it and invite Jeff.
Yeah, I need to watch that one. And I think I might have seen like one or two of the older ones, but I don't know which ones.
Okay.
I get them. I'll be honest. I think they're great, and I like them in the moment when I'm watching them. But I've never been like, oh, I need to go see that 007
movie.
Well,
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's 24 listed on here.
And if you were in a dude in the 90s,
yeah,
yeah,
watching TBS or PBS or TNT.
Yeah.
I see, and I started with Pierce Brosnan, which was like the not so great ones, and so it was like
GoldenEye was good.
GoldenEye is good, and he's a good Bond. He just got
he's got shitty movies.
Yeah, he got shitty movies.
Let's go with Jenny's. So there's a lot to be said about the you know Timothy Dalton's some of Timothy Dalton's movies were good. There's a lot of good ones by every actor that's played James Bond. But I will have to say, besides the first one, which is Dr. No. Besides the first one, the Sean Connery one, I love Skyfall the best.
Really?
I will not lie.
You like Dr. No second?
Yeah. No. Dr. No first, Skyfall second.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know
why.
It's
really weird.
Yeah.
I think From Russia with Love is a much better movie than Dr. No.
Do you guys love who? What? So first of all, what Bond do
Connery.
You like? Connery.
Oh yeah, Connery.
Second,
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Lazenby.
Nice.
All right. Teach their own.
I do like Daniel Craig second, but I remember for the longest time I refused to watch the Lazenby one. I'm like, no, fuck that guy. Who's George Lazenby? I don't care about that guy. And when I was a kid, I was like, it's not Sean Connery, it's not Roger Moore. And I finally saw it and I really liked that one. And you've got Telly Savalas as what's his name? As Blofeld.
Yeah.
That's a really good movie. I think it's an underrated movie.
So Quantum of Solace was fucking horrible. We can all agree on that.
I mean, compared to what?
Compared to anything. Compared to Fast and Furious 6.
Well, different kinds of
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
Maybe they should get
I would take Quantum of Solace over fucking The World Is Not Enough.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Totally, yeah. But I feel like part two was like, oh, it's sketchy. Careful, guys.
Well, that was because of the writer's strike, right?
Yeah.
Because they lost the writers and they kind of had to do their own thing. Yeah, so they just...
So three kind
I
of
guess I'm an apologist for
yeah,
it.
No. Three redeemed.
I understood what happened. I get it. It's okay. We got Skyfall.
Yeah. It's all right. And now the rumor is Robert Broccoli offered it to Christopher Nolan already, officially.
I thought he said no though.
I haven't heard anything. So
because didn't he say in an interview that he would love to do a James
yeah.
Bond
film? I have heard that he would love to do a James Bond film. I would love to see him do a James Bond film, but I remember reading
recently that
he's not doing one.
Well, because he's doing a movie now, the Interstellar movie. But in an interview, when they mentioned that she offered it to him, they also said that she set a date of 2016, which is really far ahead, maybe for a reason. So I'm just saying he has time to do both. So
Your favorite was From Russia with Love?
Oh, I don't know if it's my favorite, but I just think it's better than Dr. No.
Which one's your favorite?
Of all of them?
If you could pick any of them for me to watch.
Goldfinger.
You'd pick Goldfinger.
Yeah.
I love Goldfinger.
Yeah, it's a
good Dr. No is great. From Russia with Love is...
Goldfinger just got the best theme song, too, which is Moon River, with those trumpet notes.
And one of the best bad guys. Yeah. He just hams it up.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that lady again at the Oscars this year. Goldfinger. I don't need to see
it. It's Finger.
Finger. Finger. Sorry. I don't need to see her again.
Which one would you suggest me to watch?
I like the first one, Dr. No.
I saw Dr. No on the big screen.
I love Dr. No. I just think that From Russia with Love is better.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Tomatoes, tomatoes. I would say...
But you need to see Skyfall.
Yeah.
Most I know, yeah. Yeah, I come will.
On. The opening of Dr. No is just class. I love the opening of Dr. No with the...
The Three Blind Mice.
The Three Blind Mice.
Yeah.
Love it so much.
Okay. All right. Well, we're talking about spies. Let's move over to Mission Impossible. I think we've all seen all of them, right, Jenny? You probably haven't seen two, and I commend you for that.
Yeah.
Is Philip Seymour Hoffman in three?
Yeah.
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 Okay, I've seen that one.
And then...
I've seen one, and I've seen the most recent.
Doug Gray Scott?
Are there four?
Yeah, Doug Gray Scott. Yeah.
Is in two.
Yes.
Okay, two is bad, but...
I mean, okay, but see...
In its own way, it's a John...
It's the worst of the series.
Yeah.
For elements of the film, but technically, I mean, it's not a bad story because it's notorious.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Which I don't understand. I don't understand how that happened. How did they? I.
No one at the studio was like, "Guys, we've seen this movie before. It's been."
I don't understand. Like, they. I feel like they had to have bought their rights to Notorious because it is so blatantly Notorious. Yeah. It's like, let's take Notorious, but add motorcycles and explosions.
Yeah, and doves. And don't forget doves.
Doves. Dude. Double-handed guns, and rock climbing, and Anthony Hopkins, and no one will know, But I knew, pretty quickly. I was like, "Yeah, this is."
I feel like that movie almost like stopped the franchise, like freaking from continuing, until JJ kind of got involved. But okay, so part one, I love. Yeah. I love part one.
Yes.
I remember everyone was complaining about it. I didn't grow up watching this series. I've never seen an episode of Mission Impossible, the series. As far as I consider, they're two completely different entities.
Everyone was like, Mr. Phelps. Fuck Mr. Phelps. You know, like, that was a TV show. Like, really old TV show. Like, you know, and they kind of made something good out of it. So, let's move on. It's Brian De Palma. Don't shit on him. Yeah, I love the Dutch angles. I love Jean Reno. I love everybody in it.
Yeah.
Good movie. Two, in its own way, it's a John Woo movie.
I think what makes two bad is I just want to put all the blame on Limp Bizkit. Can we just do that? Can we just blame it on Limp Bizkit?
Yeah,
it's Limp Bizkit is in number two.
No, they do the theme song.
They do the music.
Geez.
Yeah. They get somebody new for each movie, and he did. He did that one.
I guess he was really big back then.
Kanye West did three, I believe. Right?
Did he?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I'm kind of almost 100% sure.
I would rather, because I remember the big thing, like MTV was pushing Mission Impossible 2 all over the place. And like they had like the Limp Bizkit video, but they also had the Metallica video for I Disappear.
Yeah.
I would have much rather had Metallica do the theme than Limp Bizkit.
That would be awesome.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I finally saw that trailer, by the way.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
That's good.
I didn't know what I was getting into when I started it.
Wait, really?
It was at the movie theater. Yeah.
Metallica?
And I was like, what? What is he
doing here? Through the number?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah. It looks good.
Anyway, sorry.
So two, I don't count it as in the franchise. I go, that's a John Woo movie that he borrowed the characters from Mission Impossible for. Three is fun. I love seeing Philip Seymour Hoffman as a villain.
See, that's my problem with three. I mean, not him as, he's not my problem. My problem is that you've got Philip Seymour Hoffman as your villain, and he's in it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. He was good, though.
Like, he was awesome.
Yeah, like, I wish he was in it
You should have, like, he should have been in it way more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the new one, I like how they change, like, his handler each time. Like, first one was John Voight.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Anthony Hopkins. Three, technically it's Billy Crudup, but it's really, what's his name? Morpheus.
In three. Oh, Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. Four is kind of Jeremy Renner and also, what's his name?
Isn't it Tom Wilkinson?
Tom Wilkinson. Yeah. So I like the fact that they change them each time. I think that's really fun. I loved Ghost Protocol. I thought it was really fun.
Yeah. Yes.
I love the IMAX stuff. Definitely on the edge of your seat. And
I feel like after two, they don't concentrate on the villains as much, though.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you're right.
No, it's more about the team.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Which was that was the show. I mean, the show was about the team, you know.
Yeah, it really wasn't. They didn't really focus on villains and the.
I gotcha.
Am I the only one who's really pissed that Emilio Estevez died in the first one?
Yeah. No, I mean, I was pissed too.
I was like, fuck.
I was
he
pissed
been
and
amazing.
Also kind of scarred because that was fucked up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, that was not cool at all. Yeah. Don't do that. I was. It scarred me.
I wish he would have continued on because he would have been amazing. In part. Now, like, fuck, man. Damn you guys. Don't you ever kill the guy off. All right, we'll do a couple more, and then we'll save the rest for part two. Are there anyone that you guys are like, okay, I found one actually that we hate?
We want to talk about one that we well, let's, yeah.
What do you want to talk about, Adam?
I want to talk about Ghostbusters 3.
Okay, let's talk about that. You want another one or no?
I don't. If Bill Murray's not going to be in it, I don't want it.
Yeah, then there's no reason to have it.
I agree. I agree.
Because every kid growing up wanted to be Venkman. They didn't.
Yes.
Nobody wanted to be Egon.
Nobody. I like Egon, but nobody wanted to be Egon. Nobody wanted to be Ray Stantz, and I hate to say it, but nobody wanted to be Ernie Hudson's character.
No.
Even I'm black, and I didn't want to be Ernie Hudson. I wanted to be Venkman because he was just cool.
You're racist, dude.
I don't know what to tell you. Now I'm allowed to say because I'm black. But yeah, I was just. Just the scene where they hire him, though. It's a steady paycheck. I'll believe whatever you want. I do love Ernie Hudson's character. But, I mean, he's not in it as much as everybody else. And it does feel very secondary.
Yeah.
And he's not even on the posters.
Yeah.
So.
Poor guy, dude.
Yeah.
Well, and, I mean, Venkman just has so much fun.
Yeah. It's Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I agree with you. I want a sequel if Bill Murray's in it. More than 10 minutes. I don't want him fucking like, oh, he dies in the beginning of the movie. No.
Yeah, none of this handing over like the reins.
Yeah, no. If somebody
Well, they're going to hand over the reins no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's fine. They can end the movie with that.
Yes.
No, they're going to hand over the reins like early on, but I don't think they should be in it the whole time, like advising them.
Yeah. All right. Another movie that I hope just dies and never comes back. Pirates of the Caribbean. I had fun with the first one. The first one was fun. It was like, and that's the only reason I want to see the Lone Ranger, because it has that first Pirates of the Caribbean feel to me, and I don't want to see the sequels. I just want to see the first one, done. I like what Gore Verbinski did with Rango. It was like a fun little like Western, and now he's actually doing a Western, so I want to see it. I want to be, mostly for the villains, I won't lie.
Mm-hmm.
You have... Wilkinson?
Tom Wilkinson, William Fichtner.
William Fichtner. And Barry Pepper.
Barry Pepper.
He looks good and scary.
Yeah, he does.
William Fichtner does.
So I'm in for that. I'll see that. So, but I'm tired of fucking pirates. I don't want any more pirates.
I liked the second one. I liked one and two. I didn't like three. I haven't seen four.
Three was just confusing. Literally,
they brought in like the what do you call the Hun? The Huns or whatever, the Mongolians.
Yeah,
and it got really weird.
The one where he wakes up and like he's in limbo, and it's the one with all the Johnny Depps, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That was really weird. But two had the guy from Rolling Stones, Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. Well, he's in three too.
Yeah,
but he was introduced in two.
Right.
And what you call it, the Kraken thing.
Yeah.
Kraken.
Yeah, that was okay. I didn't mind that
one.
And
Bill Nighy.
Bill Nighy
is great.
Stellan Skarsgård is in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Keira Knightley is all right in that one.
Yeah.
I feel like she's like learning to fight, and so it's okay. And three, she thinks she's like the leader. And I'm like, no, you're a chick.
She's like, so it's...
it didn't make any sense.
Well, you said it, so.
Yeah, you said it, so.
I totally agree with you.
It didn't make any sense at all.
I didn't say I agreed with her. I just said she said it.
One and two, like, make...
Yeah.
We're okay.
But mostly, like, one I could always rewatch.
Naomi Harris is badass in those movies. I like her. I felt like she could have led a ship if she wanted to.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to. She likes the swamp.
Yeah. And I do like Jeffrey Rush.
He's
really good. I love but again, it's the first one. We're talking about parlay and the rules of that, and like just messing with him. Oh, Jeffrey Rush, go jump on a trampoline now.
Yeah,
yeah. I like when they're in the city part, the town, where I feel like they're not in the town any other part really, in any of the other movies are enough.
They're just
like half of the whole movie of the first one's in the town, and I like that. I like them running through the town and
His funny interactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he steals the boats. Yeah, the first one was fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I own.
Yeah. I don't own any of them, but I would own that one if I owned one. all right, let's move into a movie that everyone's talked about. I don't think we've actually talked about this movie. Or franchise. The new Star Wars. I don't think we've I think we kind of glossed over it because everyone was talking about it, but now time has passed.
I don't even really know what to say.
All right. First of all, let's talk about the first three. I think I was telling Jenny about it. Maybe I was telling somebody else, but I really want to see the Topher Grace movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about this?
Yeah.
How, for the people who don't know, Topher Grace, big fan of Star Wars. Excuse me. He uploaded all the footage to his editing software. And he kind of I think he even got the scripts and he kind of made a story that made sense out of all three. So he made one movie out of the first three, episode 1, 2, and 3. He made one movie out of those. And apparently it's really awesome and it makes sense. And he cut out all the fat and the stuff that didn't work. And I want to get my hands on that copy of that thing because it can't be worse, you know?
This is true.
It can't
true.
It could possibly be worse. Cutting things out could only be better.
Yeah.
Done. So I'm bored for that. And I don't care about the next ones. Like, they can't be worse than the first ones, the 1, 2, and 3. So bring on whatever you want. It's going to be, J.J. Abrams is a fan of Star Wars, so it's going to be like a really big budget fan film.
Yeah.
You know, and if it sucks, whatever. I mean, Star Trek is more like Star Wars than anything. So I'm okay with that.
I just hope with the one-offs, they explore more of the world because we've seen enough of these characters.
I don't want to see a fucking Boba Fett one-off. I fucking hate Boba Fett. He can go to hell.
Whoa. Why do you hate Boba Fett?
He didn't do anything. He died.
Yeah, but in one of the books, he's actually pretty badass when he crawls out of the Sarlacc.
Yeah, I've heard about that one.
Maybe we'll see that. But I want to see my fucking Seven Samurai movie with Jedis. Done. That's what I want to see. So anybody else have thoughts on J.J. Abrams? Star Wars?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything.
I'm trying to keep as clear-headed as I can about it because if I get my hopes up too much, then I know I'm going to be disappointed. Yeah. And I really don't feel like it needs to be talked down upon yet because I haven't seen anything or heard anything or know anything really about it except for JJ.
Yeah, I want to keep neutral. Even with when casting comes out, I want to keep neutral until I see the trailer.
I will say one thing. I hope that Damon Lindelof does not have anything to do with writing the scripts.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I stand by that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. They should get...
That's really all I have to say. Yeah. I mean, but even with him not contributing, I'm still not
I'm good with excited. The screenwriter. The screenwriter is good, and I'm on board with him. Michael Arndt.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. So he did Toy Story 3. He did Little Miss Sunshine. And I think he's a good writer. He's done a lot of rewriting work for a lot of movies. And he's made them better.
I hope JJ got all the lens flares out of his system and just splurged them all over the last one.
Yeah.
God, there's so many.
I do like me the swipes that Lucas uses. Have you watched episode 4, 5, and 6? A lot of fucking swipes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of swipes.
Because he was still in like serial mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what'd you say, Jenny?
I don't know.
She was talking about how she was also concurring about the number of lens flares.
There were more in the newest one than...
There were, seriously, like, it was to the point where it was like, you're just having lens flares in this exposition scene where nothing is happening.
Yeah.
Like, the cameras aren't even moving and the lenses are flaring. Like, what are you...
Okay. I can't even see this character's face right now. Yeah. I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm done with the lens flare. Like, someone's got to go, no. You get two. Use them accordingly. Like, someone's going to give them... Throw them a number, Three. And then we're going to cut out two, cut out one of them. All right. So we're kind of on the same page with Star Wars. Let's talk about TMNT, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Jenny, have you seen all of these?
No, just the first one.
Okay. Yeah. With Sam Rockwell. Starring Sam Rockwell.
I don't remember that part. I need to rewatch it because I don't remember that part.
I want to get the Blu-rays. So one I love. It just works. I don't know why they're going CGI. The makeup puppets, whatever they want to call them, they fucking work. They play
I love it.
Even the fighting scenes, they played. Yeah. So I don't know what they're doing. But whatever. Whatever. I mean, it's back to ooze. It's not an alien.
Who's doing the new one?
Michael Bay.
He's not directing it. He's still doing it? No, it's a guy. It's a guy who directed Jonathan Lieberman, I think his name is. He did Battlefield L.A. He did...
yeah, you're not helping his case.
I know. You did, he did Wrath of the Titans, Part 2. Whatever.
So what you're saying he's just is directing this it, is going to suck.
He's just directing it, though.
He's just Bay's directing the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the big part of the making of a film.
So it's just going to be as good as those other two movies that sucked donkey dick.
They could be badly directed, but what if they have a good story? You didn't like Part 2 or 3?
He was talking about Jonathan Lieberman's movies. I love the first three teenage... I love all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies.
What's his name in Part 2? Ernie Reyes?
Ernie Reyes.
Well, he's in Part 1, too, because he was Michelangelo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I like
they're
one.
All good, really?
I like three the best when they're in like
feudal Japan.
When they're feudal Japan, time traveling.
Yeah. Three has time travel, Jenny.
Whoa.
Just go 1 to 3, I'd say.
I think the animated film was terrific.
I didn't see it.
TMNT.
Good?
Yeah.
Did you buy it?
I didn't. No.
I wanted to borrow it again. Well, I mean borrow it and then not return it for you. Return it to you to like a year later.
Yeah, like a couple years from now.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we all agree we're looking forward to the new one, at least. Well, I want to see what it comes of it. I want to see a trailer before I judge.
Yeah.
I mean, now that you told me who directed it, I'm really not looking forward to it.
Yeah. What do you guys think of April O'Neil?
Megan Fox is April O'Neil?
I just don't want to see her thumb, you know? Her gimpy thumb. Now I'm going to be thinking of that when I watch the movie. No one should have ever brought that up.
They're going to feature it prominently.
Yeah. Like she's going to be pointing at things with her thumb. She's like, it's that way.
There's going to be scenes of people talking, and it's just going to be a close-up of her thumb.
She's going to be very similar to Tom Hanks' Jim Lovell, where every time she's outside and she looks at the moon, she holds her thumb up to it to block it out.
Yeah. And her curse word, instead of like the middle finger, it's like Shakespearean, like with her thumb.
She's
Did you call your thumb
at everybody?
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. A couple of last little movies we should talk about before we wrap this up. We're at 127. Terminator. We've all seen them all, right, Jenny? Mm-hmm. You're caught up?
Yep.
one.
I think so.
T2.
There's four.
Yeah.
T3. Rise of the Machines.
Yeah, there's Terminator. Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Rise of the Machines. Oh, yeah. And Terminator Salvation.
Yeah. Okay. I've seen
them all. Do we all hate Salvation?
Yes.
I hated it. There were some good elements that I'm like, oh man, that would have been cool. Like just
Of the movie that you almost had. It's like, oh hey, see that in that corner over there? That's where you almost had a good movie. Like it's just like reminding me how much this movie sucks.
Yeah, like all the Terminators themselves were cool. Like the robots were really cool. Like even the really huge robot, the Hunter Killers, everything was really cool. The motorcycle Terminators.
It just didn't make any sense.
But it didn't make sense. And I'm like, you have Christian Bale, and you just squandered that. That was a great piece of casting. And
well, that and the kid who was dead on as Anton Yelchin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was good.
So they casted it really well, and then they just were like, well, let's just not write anything good.
Well, but I also felt like the casting is what screwed over. Because originally, John Connor wasn't as big a character in the movie.
No,
and then they cast him, and they're like, oh, well, we got to give him more to do.
Yeah.
And completely screw over the script and make it not make sense now. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's funny because like the first like 10 minutes of it, I really enjoyed. Like the when like there's the helicopter crashes and like he's got to fight the Terminator. That was like I was like, whoa, where is this going? And it was in one shot, the whole helicopter crash, and then they fucking fucked it up. So, thank you, McGee, for nothing. Oh,
fucking McGee,
a hole. And then part three, I didn't hate, but I didn't like either.
Yeah,
but it wasn't
well because that's another PG-13.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, dude. First two are rated R. Make it rated R.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't have a problem with Nick Stahl.
I didn't have a problem either.
I thought Claire Danes was cool.
Yeah. The Terminatrix?
She was kind of weird.
They couldn't have got somebody else. I don't know.
Natasha Henstridge.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I mean, Christiana Loken is basically a young Natasha Henstridge.
Natasha Henstridge can act.
Yeah.
Look, when she was younger, no, she couldn't.
Christiana,
she could act in Species way more than What's-Her-Name was acting in Terminator 3.
Christiana Loken went on to do shit. So she's
a second Blood Rain, isn't she?
Yeah. They're like, no, one, not too good for you. So I would like to see another part. I want to see another one.
You don't?
Or I
you
do. I do.
Well, yeah, because there's so many
storylines.
Yeah, you don't have to even talk about Sarah Connor. The Sarah Connor Chronicles was pretty cool. Way better than Terminator Salvation.
Oh yeah, yeah. And the guy who they had hired, I don't know if he's on it or he's off the project, but Justin Lin, the guy who directed all, like, from Tokyo Drift on to this one.
Yeah.
He directed all the Fast and Furious, the last half of the series. I would have loved to see what he does with this. He's a good director. And, you know, with a good script, who knows what could have been. So, I want to see Arnold, like, playing a human, right? And then they kidnap him. And that's who they model it after, because he's like a great warrior or something, you know? Like, they could have old Arnold still and make him young.
Yes, I don't know. My problem with that, though, is that wouldn't he look like he does when they kidnap him, though, then?
No, they make him young. I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas, guys.
You just reminded me how much I hated the last one.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it's like, all right, so the robots don't have the presence of mind to kill Kyle Reese and thus end all their problems. Yeah. But they do have the presence of mind. And the sense of irony to have the Terminator that's killing John Connor be the same model Terminator.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You guys are idiots. Robots.
Yeah. Dumb robots.
A last movie we're going to talk about, and then we're going to call it a day. X-Men franchise. Where everyone's seen all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Where, okay, so one was good for me. Two was even better. I like two.
Yeah.
Two is my favorite.
Yeah. Nightcrawler.
Because... Well, you've got Nightcrawler and you've got Berserker Rage Wolverine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just tearing up the school.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
So you have that.
Brian Cox.
Yeah. Brian Cox, and you still have Ian McKellen playing Magneto.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Three, fucking horrible.
Yeah.
But there was elements of like something it could have been.
Okay.
Mostly Bill
X-Men
Duke.
X-Men 3
Duke.
And Superman Returns came out right around the same time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I feel like X-Men 3 is the reason why I can tolerate Superman Returns. I'm like, all right, well, yeah, Superman Returns wasn't as good as the other Superman, but it wasn't X-Men 3. So.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Because that X-Men fucking 3. Movie, oh my God. Like, after the setup at the end of X2 for Phoenix, and then it's like, oh, hey, we've got Phoenix. Let's just shit all over Phoenix.
Literally. You have this amazing storyline that you could tell, and let's just not do anything with it.
Yeah. It was really, really disappointing. And, like, it felt like they were cramming so much in it. Like, so much going on.
Why wasn't Singer left to do Superman, right?
Yeah.
That's where he left.
And that's why I've heard that's why they kill off Cyclops early on. It's because he did Superman with Singer. It's like, oh, well, fuck you for doing that. So we're going to kill you.
Oh, payback. So I'm glad that Singer's back for the new X-Men. I liked 1 and 2. 2 was really good, and I'm glad to see him back. As much as I loved Matthew Vaughn for what he did, he kind of fixed... What's his face did? Brett Ratner with that franchise. I enjoyed Matthew Vaughn's version.
I hope Vince Vaughn is in this.
Yeah. This one has, the new one's going to have time travel.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they're doing the Days of Future Past storyline, hopefully it's going to be.
Peter Dinklage? Enough said.
That's all you need?
That's all I need. Just.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Evan Peters, too.
Oh, okay. The guy from American Horror Stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's going to play Quicksilver.
Yeah. See how that works out. But yeah, I'm excited. I like the people involved. I like the screenwriters. I like that Bryan Singer's back.
I like that pretty much the whole cast is back.
Yeah.
Like them all.
And like
who
the
isn't back?
Present and past.
Is anyone not?
January Jones, I think, is not back.
Well, I'm okay with that.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah.
No one's going to miss her.
No one. In any show. Yeah. She's got like zero charisma. Doesn't she?
Which works for Betty Draper, but that's the only character it works for.
Yeah. I thought she was okay in The Three Burials.
She was.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. January Jones is also, isn't she also in, it was a bad movie, but not a bad movie, but it just wasn't good. Anger Management. She plays one of the
plays one of the porn stars.
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So X-Men, I'm excited about. I liked the last one, First Class. I enjoyed it. I could have done without all the minor characters. Like, okay, Beast is cool, but like Havoc, don't need him.
I like Havoc. It was Havoc wasn't my problem. It was what's her name, the Kravitz daughter.
Yeah, I didn't like her
that
either.
Character. Was
I hope she dies in the next one.
I hope she's not in it at all. Yeah. They just forget, like, pretend like it never happened.
Yeah.
You're like, what happened to her? I don't know.
That's too much reference. Yeah. I want no reference. Like, never happened.
Kind of like, yeah.
I love Jen Lawrence, but I actually kind of was underwhelmed by her as...
She felt really awkward in the movie. Yeah. Like, she seemed really uncomfortable in every scene she was in.
Yeah.
And she's a really good actress, which makes me think it was... Because I heard there's a lot of, like, it's more CGI of her makeup stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think it might have been because she was just uncomfortable, period. Like, she just...
Wasn't used to it.
Yeah, she went from, like, doing indies to, like...
I wasn't even talking about the makeup. Like, in general, every time she was on screen, she seemed really uncomfortable being in such a big-budget movie.
That, too.
And maybe she'll be better now.
Now that she did the Hunger Games and all that stuff.
Yeah, now that she's got
really
an Oscar.
Great.
Yeah.
I personally think it was a character choice because they want to show her progression of how Mystique becomes sexier and sexier and more confident. So if you start her off as this Woody Allen, your person who's uncomfortable on the screen.
Oh, yeah, no, it didn't seem like a character choice. It seemed like she was just uncomfortable acting opposite of the
That's how herself. Brilliant of an actress she is. She didn't make it realize that she was acting.
Okay, well, you drank that Kool-Aid.
but I like Magneto. I like...
Michael
Fassbender. Yeah. He's badass.
And McAvoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, them together is great.
When is he going to lose his hair?
And in the... So there is time travel then, because I know that they're both in it. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Both versions. Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart and McAvoy.
They're both
and Fassbender.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And everybody. Wolverine is in it. Meaning Hugh Jackman's in it.
Yeah.
And he can play himself in both timelines.
Yeah. Yes.
He's all Malkovich? Halle Berry's in it.
Oh, yeah. I saw her.
Everyone.
Oh, but I just remember seeing the picture of her new outfit.
Yeah.
She looks very 80s. Mm. I hope that's the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
But apparently Aurora doesn't age either. Yeah. She just has bad hair.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited. So we'll leave it at that. I love it. Is everybody
on
board? Yeah,
if you're a Twitter person, you should follow Bryan Singer because he's been posting pictures of their production, on-set production stills. Yeah. Like daily, pretty much, and it's pretty awesome. So.
Very cool. What's his handle? Yeah. Do you know?
I think it's just Bryan Singer.
At Bryan Singer?
Bryan is with a Y, right?
Yeah. All right. So follow us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. We'll have to do a follow-up to this episode because I thought it was... We should talk about movies that we never, ever want to see.
And we should talk about Harry Potter.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to talk about Harry Potter?
No, we can do it next time. I don't think any of you guys really are into
it. Oh, I enjoy Harry Potter.
Let's talk about it now.
Oh, you just want to get out of the way now?
Well, yeah. I mean, now it's kind of like an afterthought. You're just tacking it on here.
I feel like it's
just going to be you two talking about it because I never, ever need to see any of it. Like, I don't hate them, but I saw them once and that was fine.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay, let's talk about it because now I do want to talk about it. Jenny, what is your favorite Harry Potter?
Out of all of them, Prisoner of Azkaban.
I think that's like unanimously, right?
Yeah.
You meet Sirius Black. Yeah, and he's the best character.
Yeah, I agree.
He's my favorite character.
It's the best directed one. I'll tell you that right now.
Who directed that one?
Alfonso Cuarón.
Oh, I don't know any of the directors for the Harry Potters. Yeah.
Christopher Columbus directed the first one. He time traveled.
First two.
Yeah, first two. Spielberg was supposed to direct the first one, but he would only do it if Haley Joel Osment was Harry Potter.
Ugh.
And then they're like, no, he's got to be British, so sorry.
Thank God.
He's like, hello.
That would be awful.
I'm Haley Joel Osment, and I'm Harry Potter.
Gosh. He was the wrong age, wasn't he? He wouldn't have made it through the series.
No, he wouldn't have.
They would have had to recast.
He would have played well as it would have been like watching Harry Potter.
Been watching like bad TV where you've got 30-year-olds playing teenagers.
Yeah.
So okay, the first two did not hold up very well. My girlfriend was not recently, but she was rewatching them when she got them on Blu-ray. I don't think they hold up very well. Like just like the effects.
I
all around.
I don't think they hold up in the fact that I don't even want to go back and rewatch them. Like I saw them once and I never ever need to see them again.
I'm on the same page. I don't ever need to see them again.
I might watch even Azkaban, which I love. I'm just like I don't care.
Oh, I'll rewatch Azkaban all the time.
Unless we're doing that has time travel. So
ending of Azkaban is awesome. It's the one with where you find out about Peter Pettigrew and you find out about Wormtail.
Wormtongue?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, and you find out about that whole group of people, and then you meet, and yeah, you meet the Dementors, and yeah, it's
I vividly remember it.
I love Azkaban. I can rewatch that one all the time.
I'm good. It's not like, oh yeah, I really want to watch Harry Potter.
Is that the one that had the wolves in it too? When you meet the wolves,
that's Twilight.
Is this one the one with the spiders?
This one has a snake. No, Prisoner of Azkaban.
No, that's Chamber. That's okay. The second one.
Azkaban has Dementors and the Patronus and time travel.
Yep.
And Buckbeak, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Buckbeak. Time
and
travel.
Peter Pettigrew. Mm-hmm. And werewolves.
Yeah, because we meet Lupin, because so he's the one that helps him with Dementors. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I remember it. I just don't need to watch it again.
I don't remember. All I remember is part two was my favorite, and I don't need to see. It's not that I hate them. I don't.
Part three.
Yeah. Three. Yeah. I don't ever need to see them again, but I don't hate them.
And is the one after this the one with
Goblet of Fire?
What's his name?
One. Yes.
McDroopy Eyes?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Cedric Diggory.
Old Droopy Eyes?
Old Droopy Eyes.
Yeah. Yep.
What's his name?
Edward?
Cullen. Yeah, yeah. Edward Cullen. I don't know. Yeah.
His
Richard,
real name?
No. What's it?
Robert Pattinson?
Yep, yeah. That's it.
Ugh.
And Gillyweed?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the one where, see, I've where always, once Neville was starts being cool. Neville starts being cool in Goblet of Fire.
Have you read the books, any of you guys?
I've read up to everything up to Goblet of Fire, and then like half of Goblet of Fire, and I got bored. I'm like, whatever, I'm done.
Yeah. You, Kevin?
No.
You'd refuse to?
I'm illiterate.
Okay. Jenny, have you read them?
I've read the last two. And I read the first one and the last two.
Okay.
I don't read. And when I read the first one, I read it way before the movie came out, when it had just started. And I was in elementary school, and that was when it was like really popular with all
that
my friends.
That makes me feel really old.
Yeah, sorry. Ew. And I was older elementary school, if that helps. But no.
she's like, I failed 10 grades.
I didn't like, I was not a big fantasy. I wasn't a big reader. And fantasy just wasn't my type of reading back then. I didn't care for it, and so I didn't read the rest of them. And then the end of Half-Blood Prince got spoiled for me.
I found out who
dies in the ending of Half-Blood Prince.
Were you standing in that line from that YouTube video? Because that was my favorite part of the Harry Potter books. Was like the midnight, there's all the people waiting in line at midnight, and someone drives past and ruins the end of the book. It was amazing.
Oh my God. I was so mad.
I was laughing so hard.
That's awesome.
After that happened, I made myself read Half-Blood Prince. Well, I wanted to read Deathly Hallows, but to do that,
I had to read
Half-Blood Prince, I felt like. So I watched those two. I mean, I read those two. So that Deathly Hallows couldn't fucking be ruined for me. Jerks. I was so mad.
So were all the people like it's this guy, these guys drive past the line outside of a Barnes and Noble, and they yell out the ending, and like people just like scream bloody murder, like, no, like why, like yelling. Yeah. It was hilarious.
I gotta find this video. Sounds like fun. So let's talk about one more before we leave, because I don't ever want to talk about this franchise ever again.
Okay.
It should be we should wait and do like the franchises we don't want to continue, but whatever. Lord of the Rings.
Why did we even have to bring it up? I would have been fine not talking about
it
at all.
Anybody who listens to this podcast knows this already.
Yeah, we've already had this discussion, haven't we?
But what I do you guys? What do you? Where do you guys fall in Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit? Jenny,
Kevin, and I both like Lord of the Rings. Yeah. You two hate it.
High five, guys!
High five.
I'll go with this.
I hope that was audible. I hope they can hear that. If not, you got to go back and add it in,
out of an effect.
Yeah,
like what?
You're the best.
All right. I fucking hate Lord of the Rings. And I'll say this. There's some things I hate about fantasy. Sometimes some things I love about fantasy. I'm going to go ahead and say it. It kind of falls. It's not in the same universe or anything, but I mean, maybe because it's R, maybe because it's on HBO, but I love Game of Thrones by far way better than I could ever like Lord of the Rings. And I feel like it's kind of fantasy. It's both kind of, you know, that type of fantasy. And I like...
So I think you hate different parts of it. Because I don't hate the story.
I just think it's boring.
I think it's an okay story. I just don't think the films are...
good.
I don't think they hold up.
Yeah. That is a big thing where people will be like, oh, the effects are so great. No.
They're not. They look terrible. They look really bad video games from the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. And me, it's just...
But also, Brian, every time Brian talks about it, I hate it more. So.
Yeah. So there you go. We won't talk about it anymore unless you guys want to talk about it. When you guys review The Hobbit Part 2.
I loved Lord of the Rings Hobbit. I was meh. I could have been better, I thought. But I love all three Lord of the Rings. It came out at the perfect time of my life, I think, because it was just like that's the type of movie that I was into. And I like went to go see it every opening. I was really big into it. Was just like that was what I was into back then. I didn't care about, I mean, I was in high school, and so I didn't care about like who directed this and what the I didn't care what the special effects were. Yeah. It was an entertaining movie, and that's all I needed.
Well, at the time, the special effects were okay, but like now, because I had to rewatch them, because Brian had, when we started our website, Brian had all three movies as one on our list of best of the decade, which I still think is stupid.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I got to rewatch him and see what he's fucking crazy
about.
Well,
if you do, don't watch the extended version. I think that's pointless. I don't think you need to watch the extended version.
I agree with you. Well, you have to watch it all.
He thinks you need to watch the extended version, and they all count as one movie.
Do you think you need to watch the extended version?
I usually, when I rewatch them, I end up watching the theatrical versions when I rewatch them.
Yeah, that's what he intended you to watch. I mean... Yeah. He wanted you to watch
it. It's just too much. It's too much. If you have to do it, it's they're already long enough. I can't do.
Yeah. For me, it's that I honestly don't care for any of the characters. Like when people die, I'm like, yes, another Hobbit dead.
I love them enough that I named my cat after one of the characters.
I know you did.
Pippin.
I know. I feel
he
bad.
He eats a lot and he's a ginger and it's perfect. He's so fat.
Pippin. But yeah, Kevin, you have anything to add to this?
All I can say is I can't wait till the new Draft House Theater opens up in downtown LA, because if they're anything like the Alamo one, at least once a year they show all three films and they serve the Hobbit like Middle Earth food, and they go through each Hobbit meal.
Like from Denny's?
Yeah, like from Denny's. They have Denny's cater the whole thing.
Well, no, remember when the Hobbit came out, they had this Denny's menu.
Yeah. No, it's the Hobbit menu. It's not front like Denny's.
See, I would do that, but be like, I don't want to go into the theater because I just chill out here and eat food, bros.
I don't want to do any of it.
Yeah. But yeah, so that is it. Maybe we'll do a part two of this. Follow us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERES.
I'm at Jhenaigh, JHENEIGH.
I'm at An Adam Scott, AN_AdamScott.
I'm at K Zuberbeer, that's ZUBERBIER.
Okay, and then, you know, if you're going to buy off Amazon, go through our link on our website. It'll help us. Help us get more equipment and such, like stuff like that. And there's a lot of cool film podcasts that I've been getting into, Forgotten Films. I think they're on iTunes as the Forgotten Film Cast. And I know our friend Brian Sauer's been on one episode, but their last episode was about Rima Williams, and I fucking loved it. Fucking love Rima Williams, and they talked.
Where's for like that sequel?
An hour. Well, I know. Where are my fucking sequels? It was called The Adventure Begins.
Yeah.
Not, hey, this is a one-off, bitch. I want to see more Fred Ward and Chung. And the art form, the martial art form that they invented. Love it. All right. Shinanju. All right. Until next time, have a good week.